escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hannah owes me a public apology, and I need her to confess something to not only everyone here on the Brett Maga Show, but I want it to be as public and on the radio so every single human across the world, because the whole world is listening to this statement that she needs to make. Hannah and I have had an ongoing debate ever since she asked the question to the Brett Maga Show. She said, who do you think's the pickiest eater on the show? Is it me or Brett? And we were split and divided. Kevin and myself thought it was Hannah. Hannah and AB thought it was me. And I thought that was one of the craziest things I've ever heard. It is clearly, without a doubt, Hannah. But Hannah and I traveled together, so I got to spend a couple of days with her for a work thing. And Hannah, would you like to tell everyone who is the pickiest eater on the show?
I cannot believe I'm saying this, but I retract my statement from earlier saying that Brett was the pickiest eater. I believe after this weekend, I now take the crown for pickiest eater. Because I ate a lot in Austin when we were there. I mean, a lot of meals, radio people eat, we ate a lot. I only enjoyed an iced coffee the entire time I was there. The rest of the time, I hated every single thing that I ate.
Guys, she's not even just the pickiest eater on the Brett Maga Show. She might be the pickiest eater in the world.
Well, I'm so curious.
She didn't like a grilled cheese.
That's what I was going to say. What the heck were you eating?
She ate a grilled cheese, AB. And she goes, ugh, I can't eat a grilled cheese.
So one of the first meals we ordered was, our boss paid for it, really nice. And I look at this menu, and it was one of those restaurants where, like, everything was so fancy. I didn't know how to read anything on the menu.
Guys, I got a burger.
The appetizers was, like, cheese.
I got a burger.
Branded as a normal burger. It was, like, Wagyu beef
Wagyu.
Press.
Wagyu.
Wagyu beef press. It was not labeled.
Beef press. It was just a nice piece of meat.
It wasn't labeled like that, so I didn't know what that was.
Do you know what our boss got? Hummus. Guys,
That's not fancy, though. That's so I didn't know. I was freaking out. So I ordered grilled cheese. This damn thing comes out. It's on some weird bread. I don't even know what type of bread. And
big,
cheese,
thick Texas toast.
But it wasn't Texas toast bread. It was like brown, healthy mix of like rye and whatever they grew in the back. Like, it wasn't good. The cheese, nasty. It wasn't, when I ordered a Texas grilled cheese, I thought it would be on like white Texas toast with yellow cheese, buttered up, made from Mama's Southern
Heart.
Did
you try it, Brett?
Yeah, it was delicious.
I was going to say.
And so did our boss.
This is where the truth is not being told. He acted like he liked it. He didn't like it. Nobody liked it. It was butt.
Okay. She couldn't eat a grilled cheese, guys.
Okay.
Then we go to another fancy restaurant. This restaurant was fancy. It was like elevated Chinese food.
Oh,
guys,
that's hard to order, I'm sure.
Hannah ate a rice kernel, maybe. She literally, like, because AB had said, well, Hannah will try things. That's how you justified it.
I did.
She would not try anything. She wouldn't try the chicken. She wouldn't try the shrimp. At one point, she grabbed a dumpling because I think people are going, you're not going to try this? You don't like this? They kept pointing it out to Hannah. And Hannah was like, no, no. So I saw her grab like a dumpling, Then she cut it with her fork and never ate it. She just made it look like she had taken
it.
It
was bleeding.
It was so
It
sad.
Was bleeding.
That's the point.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
They bleed like
no
that.
Blood, no. Red.
So she just cut it open and then moved it aside so
and
it looked like she had eaten it.
I
was like, I noticed your strategic move.
She had trust issues at that Chinese restaurant because I ate what I thought was chicken. And then,
the one thing she ate, she goes, fine, I can eat chicken. So she takes one bite. She goes, oh, the chicken was pretty good. And then what do they say back to her?
That was duck. I was like, cool. All right. No. Awesome. She,
well, it was good, though.
No, she wanted to throw up. She was
so
like,
so you like duck?
No, she will never eat duck again in her life.
I wouldn't order it because I was scared. But yeah, everybody was lying to me. Stuff was bleeding. Stuff was weird. So call me a picky eater if you want, but.
Yeah, you're a picky.
I think it might be a fact now.
Yeah.
I was overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So one more time for the whole world.
I guess I'm the pickiest eater on the Brett Vegas show.
Thank you!
Sorry,
thank you.
Brett.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.